Welcome to Enclave on Air. I'm your host today, Jax the Eugenio. In today's episode, supported by Revolution Medicines, we spoke with Catherine C. Arbor, MD, a thoracic medical oncologist at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York City, about two important abstracts presented at the 2024 AACR annual meeting that explore novel RAS-targeted approaches in non-small cell lung cancer. Our discussion focused on early clinical findings with zonorasib and darazonarasib, both of which are RAS inhibitors under investigation for treatment of patients with RAS mutant non-small cell lung cancer. So, Dr. Arbor, what is the mechanism of action of zonorasib, and what was the rationale for investigating it in patients with non-small cell lung cancer?
Zoldonrasib is an oral, mutant-selective, covalent inhibitor of RAS G12D. KRAS G12D mutations occur in about 4% of patients with non-small cell lung cancer. They're common in other types of cancers as well, specifically pancreas cancer and colorectal cancer. This drug is particularly an inhibitor of RAS in its active or on state, which can lead to powerful inhibition of the RAS pathway, as was demonstrated in preclinical models of non-small cell lung cancer.
Is there any other background or rationale information that you'd like to add?
So KRAS G12D mutations, as I mentioned, are present in about 4% of patients with non-small cell lung cancer. Sometimes we see unique features in this patient population, specifically lower tumor mutational burden, lower PD-L1 expression, and oftentimes they're never smokers. And this is a little bit different than other KRAS mutation subtypes. We also think that some of our drugs that we commonly use, specifically immune checkpoint inhibitors, may have suboptimal efficacy in this patient population. So the new treatment modalities are currently necessary. This is an area of high clinical unmet need. We presented part of the results of the phase 1 study, which is a first-in-human dose escalation study of zoldonrasib, formerly known as RMC-9805. And the entire study was enrolling patients with all advanced solid tumors harboring KRAS G12D mutations. And the study consisted of two parts, part one dose escalation and part two dose expansion, which continued in two tumor types of interest, pancreas cancer and non-small cell lung cancer.
What were the preliminary safety findings?
Zoldonrasib was well tolerated across all dose levels, and including in the subset of patients who were treated at the candidate recommended phase two dose of 1200 milligrams once daily. We saw treatment-related adverse events occurring in 10% and more patients, including nausea, diarrhea, fatigue, and rash. I will say that other treatment-related adverse events of interest that sometimes we think about with RAS inhibitors like transaminitis or mucositis were rare in the patient population. Very few patients needed to have a dose interruption or dose reduction due to a treatment-related adverse event, and only one patient needed to discontinue therapy due to a treatment-related adverse event. Overall, really well tolerated across all dose levels, including at the candidate-recommended phase 2 dose. 28 patients with non-small cell lung cancer were treated at the 2500 milligram dose. And of these patients, 18 had been treated at least 8 weeks prior to the data cutoff, which means we have follow-up data to see how those patients were responding to therapy. And among these 18 patients who were treated, again, at least starting 8 weeks prior to the data cutoff, the objective response rate was 61%. And that includes patients who had a pending confirmation or whose response had been confirmed. The disease control rate was 89% in those patients. And so these are really exciting news, both in terms of the disease control rate and the depth of response and we're seeing in a number of these patients. Dose optimization and expansion is ongoing in patients with non-small cell lung cancer. This is a relatively rare mutation, so of only 4% of patients with lung cancer. And so those accrual are ongoing to the trial, as well as dose optimization and expansion to confirm the candidate recommended phase 2 dose. Zoldonrasib is being explored as monotherapy, which is fantastic in a drug that is well tolerated or has this depth of response, but it's also being explored in combinations with other treatments, such as daraxonrasib, which is a multi-RAS inhibitor, as well as standard of care regimens for non-small cell lung cancer, including chemotherapy and immunotherapy. I think it's really exciting that we're expanding beyond what is considered an actionable KRAS mutation. Right now, the only approved therapies are for patients with KRAS G12C mutation. And so the ability to think beyond G12C mutations to G12D and hopefully other mutations in the future has the potential to drastically reshape how we treat KRAS mutant lung cancer. And I think it's incredibly exciting for clinicians and for patients. This is a patient population that is a clinical unmet need for oncologists to have new therapies like that. And I think the excellent tolerability of the drug and the depth of response are certainly encouraging. The median time to response was 1.4 months, really in keeping with the first follow-up stand. And we can see patients with dramatic improvement in their clinical symptoms even prior to the first follow-up scan. So that pace of response is really encouraging as well with the target therapy.
So now moving on to talk about daraxonrasib, what is the mechanism of action of daraxonrasib and what was the rationale for investigating it in patients with non-small cell lung cancer?
So daraxonrasib is also a tri-complex inhibitor that inhibits the active state of RAS, except that it inhibits multiple mutant and wild-type RAS proteins, including all isoforms of G12, G13, T61, and HRAS, NRAS, and KRAS. So it is really a multi-RAS inhibitor and not limited to a specific subtype. The clinical trial in which the daraxonrasib data was presented from was enrolling patients with KRAS G12 mutation, and these were kind of most well-characterized in the preclinical model. It is an option for patients with a variety of different RAF mutations as opposed to a mutant selective inhibitor. So I think we've seen promising clinical efficacy reported for patients with non-small cell lung cancer who have been treated at the 120 to 220 milligram dose. These results were previously, just recently presented at ELCC and are really exciting in terms of the depth of response as well as the durability of response as well reported. Presented here at AACR is ctDNA data, which really shows that the pace of response at ctDNA can be quite rapid in patients who are on treatment and really kind of correlate with response from that standpoint, which can be an early kind of surrogate marker in terms of how patients are doing on treatment. I think those data are exciting and really what we would see in keeping with what we would expect from a targeted therapy in terms of the pace of response to treatment and the targeted therapy and that aspect. I think they're really consistent with the overall response data that we're seeing. And I think that may be a way that we can track patients on treatment in terms of how they're doing. Overall, we'll need to see if the pace of response to targeted therapy in terms of ctDNA clearance correlates with the depth of response and really the durability of response, which can be a main limitation in RAF inhibitors that is inferring with daraxonrasib. Daraxonrasib is currently being evaluated in patients with lung cancer in a phase 3 study that really is just starting at this point. That will be a randomized study between patients receiving daraxonrasib versus docetaxel, which is really our standard of care in this current patient population in the second line setting. We look forward to those results moving forward to really help us understand the degree of benefit that patients may derive from daraxonrasib in that setting and further characterization of the safety and tolerability of the agent.
What are the potential future implications of these findings?
So it is an area of drug explosion in terms of development with KRAS inhibitors, and it's so incredibly exciting to see. What set these two drugs apart, both zoldonrasib and daraxonrasib, is these are what we call tri-complex inhibitors that are capable inhibiting of RAS in its active or on state. And I think this has the potential to provide more powerful pathway inhibition, which we hope will translate into more deep responses and more durable responses for patients with this type of cancer. So it's incredibly exciting to see not just more drugs in development, but new forms of targeted therapy that we hope will be kind of the next generation of KRAS targeted therapy. I think that the area of drug discovery in patients with KRAS mutant lung cancer is continuing to be expanded upon all levels. It's desperately needed for patients to improve their outcome. And we see new data that's exciting every day in terms of both monotherapy and new exciting combination. I look forward to seeing where this field goes.
Thank you for listening to this episode of OncLive on Air, supported by Revolution Medicines. For more updates on oncology, be sure to visit www.onclive.com and sign up for our e-newsletters. OncLive is also on social media. On X and Blue Sky, follow us at OncLive. On Facebook, give us a like at OncLive and follow our OncLive page on LinkedIn. If you liked today's episode of OncLive on Air, please consider subscribing to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many of your other favorite podcast platforms so you get a notification every time a new episode is posted. While you're there, please take a moment to rate us. Thank you again for listening to this episode of OncLive on Air.